Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. You have only one Father who is in heaven, and you have only one teacher, is Jesus Christ. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus says, as for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one Father in heaven. Don't be called Master. You have but one Master, the Messiah. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Be humble, be humble, be humble. This is the word of Jesus turning to his disciples. If you are the greatest, be the least. Be servant for all. So the title of the Pope is Servants of the Servants. So we are all called to serve. And it's very difficult because we have pride in ourselves. It's not always easy to forgive those who hurt us, and even difficult to go to bless them. That's why we many times we lose peace of heart, because we do not love enough. The first word Jesus appeared after his resurrection to the disciples, peace be with you. This peace, the root is love. Love is forgiving. Love is a blessing. So let us ask the Lord, give us this greatness of heart to forgive, to bless those people who hurt us. Be joyful, because Jesus put us among people who do not like us, who do not accept us. But this is the meaning of being a Christian, like Christ. Here on earth, Jesus was not welcomed by all. He was despised by people even. Who is he? He is the son of a carpenter. That means no knowledge, no social status. But that's what Jesus is. He is the Word of God. He had all the wisdom. The people didn't accept him because they closed their heart. So many times we do not understand the gospel, the word of the gospel, because our heart is closed also. How to open it? By loving. The time we start to forgive, to serve others as if Christ would serve them, then our heart is opening. The Holy Spirit can work within us if we have a space for him. If we do not love, our door is closed. So let us pray for one another in the beginning of a new year, that we are always ready to bless, always ready to forgive, and always ready to keep mutual love among ourselves. We strongly believe where two or three are united in his name, we are united. So this unity comes from mutual love, comes from our humility. So let us pray for this gift. May we be humble, may we always love Him.